I guess, could you tell us what your relationship is with Kevin right now? Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about turmoil.
Well, Kevin and I have had a great relationship since I've been here, and we continue to. And I think, to echo what he said, I think this is a great organization that wouldn't be where it is without us all working together. And I think that from a basketball organization perspective, that we've got a, as good, if not better, relationship between basketball and the I believe that.
Larry, do you intend on offering Kevin a contract extension anytime soon?
Well, the reality is, the way this organization is working, the way most organizations work, is you got to get to the end of the season and you evaluate what's gone on. And we're going to take that same approach going into this. And that's not just for Kevin, that's for me, that's for any of the major decisions that need to be made.
With the success that he's had and the resume that he's built, it seems that would be a precursor to a contract extension, though, where he's taking the franchise.
Well, you're right. I mean, he's done a great job of getting this franchise to where it is. But again, the process is work every year.
Is there something that ownership's not happy with Kevin right now? He did not seem super confident that that he's going to be around next year.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know of anything in specific that ownership's not happy with, but again, at the end of the season, that'll be evaluated. And again, it's not just Kevin, it's all major decisions at the end of the season will be evaluated and made at that point.
If you had to evaluate him right now, this second, what would your evaluation be on what he's done to today?
You're gonna try to get me to that, right?
Well, just today.
I think today, if you look at this team, you see this is a team that's over. I mean, for what the adversities that we've had this season to be where we are right now, this team has proved to be resilient, to be solid, and it's been well coached, and it's just a great group of players. And Kevin was instrumental in putting that together. So, absolutely, I'd have to look at that, and that would be what I. Take into consideration.
But what would change that if they went four and out? The team is put together. Wouldn't it be if they fail? Wouldn't it be Nate's problem at that point?
Well, again, to me, this team, even where we are today, has had some major accomplishments just based on the adversity that we've had to go through. I mean, you look at all the injuries we've had and just everything this team has gone through on the court. Just to be where we are today is a major accomplishment to me. So, again, I think. We get into our goal going forward right now is to make the playoffs and to have a successful run in the playoffs. And that's really what we're all focused on right now. That's what Kevin, Nate, myself, we're all focused on trying to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make that happen.
If you're focused on all that, why are we going through this now?
Well, the reality is we didn't create this. I mean, we had an issue where, it was time for, there was a decision made, a group decision that was made that it was time for, to part ways with Tom Penn, and then all of this came out of that. But that was the decision that was made, not anything beyond that. There was no decisions or no discussions beyond that. It kind of became that through some comments of other people that were made out there. But from our perspective, it was about, hey, there's some philosophical differences here with Tom, and we feel organizationally it's time to part ways. All the other stuff, I'm as surprised as you guys are about all the other stuff that came out.
Why couldn't it have waited until after the season? Why the timing?
Well, again, there's never a good time for a decision like this, but I think organizationally we just felt it was the right time to do it. And again, never a good time, but we felt this was the time to do it. But that was what this decision was about. It wasn't about anything else related to Kevin or anything else. It was about, hey, there's some philosophical differences here, and it's best that we part ways. And our feeling was, let's do that and move on. But again, it became something other than that.
Were you surprised to hear the comments from Kevin Pritchard's agent about you possibly looking to get him out?
I was absolutely surprised to hear the comments from him. But, he's an agent, and agents do what agents do, and so I understand that. But again, to me, this whole thing evolving to where it has is a surprise to me. Again, our situation here was, hey, it's time to part ways with Tom, and we wish Tom nothing but the best going forward, but for it to evolve to this was kind of a surprise to me.
Have you spoken with Mr. Allen, and has he given Kevin a vote of confidence?
I haven't spoken with him. I've exchanged some information with him, but again, the way...
retrospect, what's the handling about Tom's firing? I think to a lot of people it was just unexpected in general. Do you guys, as an organization, maybe take a step back and say, I mean, was it possible to wait until the end of the season, or was it a situation that had built and you pulled that trigger because you had to? Because that seems to be the catalyst for all of this.
I think it was possible to wait until the end of the season, but the decision was made to not wait until the end of the season. The thing that, again, bothers me is all the speculation about it and all the things that I know are completely absolutely, positively not true.
Like the reason it has spiraled, the reason we're all here is because there's unanswered questions, and everyone has to know.
Well,
you know,
yeah, there are unanswered questions, and then people are speculating about those questions. And the reality is, philosophical differences, and we can't go into anything deeper than that. But that's really what it was about. And again, there were no other underlying personal issues or any of that kind of stuff that led to this.
And you came out and refuted a lot of that stuff with Tom, but it's grown legs with Kevin.
Exactly, and it's the same thing. I mean, it's people speculating on things. And again, this was about Tom. This was about, the situation with Tom, and it became Kevin. And we didn't make it Kevin. I don't think we did. Put this behind us. Kevin wants to be here. He's made that clear. And so let's focus on basketball. Let's focus on family and not just on speed. Phoenix last night.
Barry, why haven't you got some understanding of all regarding Kevin's position?
Well, again, it's at the end of the season, and I'll keep saying this.
But you keep talking right now about how it's a distraction. You want to get stuff back onto the team. Well, the quickest way to do that is to...
That's true, but again, the way this has always worked with Paul is at the end of the season, and the way it works with most teams is you evaluate at the end of the season.
Well, and then Tom Penn gets fired right away.
And again, that was different. That was something we didn't know was going to cause this kind of distraction, to be honest with you.
Hey, Larry, Peter Vesey wrote over the weekend that he thinks you might be the GM next season. What was your reaction when you read that?
I hope not.
Why do you say that?
Because to me, that's not the role that I was brought in here to do. I think that I can make a contribution and help with some input on basketball decisions and things like that, but that's not my job. And Kevin is the GM, and to me he's our GM today, and that's who makes those types of decisions. Again, I weigh in where I think it's necessary, but
I understand.
Dabo to give Kevin a vote of confidence going forward. You're only willing to say you'll evaluate that after the season.
So again, we all are going to get evaluated at the end of the season, and that's when, you know, decisions get made around those types of things. Again, but from my perspective, I mean, Kevin's done a great job, and, you know, again, I'd like for us to be focused on basketball right now and to see where, you know, how play out this season. Like I said, hopefully, you guys are in here asking us about going to the Western Conference Finals. That would be what I'd